Blog Talk Radio.
First of all, thank you guys for tuning in with us this evening. You know, we have been really, really rocking out the last almost two and a half years. We thank you, each and one of our listeners, each and one of our listeners, for making this station, this show, what it is, giving a platform for independent businesses and entrepreneurs, independent voices to have a big platform to promote their brand and the things they are doing so that we can all support and reading and, you know, sharing our links. And, you know, it is just a blessing. It really is. So once again, thank you. Thank you so much. We're just excited about so many great things that are coming. And, of course, if you've been following us on social media, we are having a big, beautiful God gave me a youth empowerment tour that's wrapping this summer. We also have our Women Empowerment Series that's coming up, and also the Inspiration Boot Camp, our entertainment card. Plus, we have a big announcement that we're going to announce on May 1st. That's going to happen next year. So I just think that you guys definitely want to make sure you tune in every show. We definitely always have opportunities, new guests, new things. That's always been part of the atmosphere. So please follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/YouSpeakOutTVShow. Follow us at YouSpeakOut on Twitter and Instagram. You can also like my Facebook page at facebook.com/EdmundMerger2. Also, you can visit my website at www.edmundmerger.com. There you can connect with me on social media. You can sign up with different things that I'm doing in Hollywood and the many things that we have to do. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on our show, please, you can email me at edmundmerger@inspiredbypurpose.net, or you can email our business manager, Alicia Macias, at AliciaMacias@inspiredbypurpose.net. And just in case you don't know how to spell that, it is eliciamatias@inspiredbypurpose.net if you want to advertise, if you want to be a sponsor, or you just want to be a guest on our show. We definitely love to come on our show and definitely help you promote what we have, what you are doing on this platform that we have for independent voices trying to reach the masses. And so I'm very excited about the guest that we're going to bring up this evening. She goes by the name of Ms. Wendy Blair, and she is a female entrepreneur. Now, you know how I feel, guys, about supporting our women and that has their own businesses and have their own thing going. And so I definitely want you to definitely listen to what she has to say and what she has to offer you. So we're going to bring her up right after the song. Remember, you're tuning in to the Believe Corner Radio Show. And once again, I'm your host, Dr. Abney Archer. Please don't go anywhere.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
No.
Welcome back to the Believe Corner Radio Show. And once again, I'm your host, Dr. Ebony Archer. And that was Miss Mary J. Blige herself with her song, Just Fine. And I'm doing just fine because we have an exceptional guest with us this evening. She goes by the name of Miss Wendy Blair. She is a woman business owner. She's a female entrepreneur. And if anybody has a sweet tooth, I think you definitely want to tune in what she has to say and about her business and what she has to offer you. So I'm going to bring onto the mic right now. Wendy, are you on the line?
I am on the line. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us this evening. I definitely appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, and I'm looking forward to sending you some exceptional samples from berries and cream sensational cakes.
Oh, no problem. So, Wendy, I'm going to let you go ahead and take the mic. Just tell the listeners who you are, what you do, and why you do it.
My name is Wendy Blair, and I'm the owner of Berries and Cream Sensational Cakes based out of Charleston, South Carolina. We ship and we deliver throughout South Carolina, and we ship throughout the United States. Got into the business because I was having really bad migraines, so I was out of work for an entire year, and I used to have to call out and get food delivered, but nobody offered dessert. So I came up with, why not have a mobile bakery to offer desserts for those late night cravings?
I like that. I might have to call you up because, you know, I'll be at home and you know how you be, you just want some chocolate. I'll be like that. I'm still not going to the store. Man.
I know. Okay. And all the stores are closed at 10, so you can't get anything sweet. But if you get us to deliver, you're in business, or we can ship overnight.
Oh, no. See, now you're in trouble now. Now you're in trouble. I'm going to be like, Wendy, I need some chocolate tomorrow. I need my cake. Definitely, I like that because you know what I think is, if you're very smart, I tell you this, because people are lazy these days. They don't want to go to the store. And
yes,
they want something that's accessible.
Right.
And so you're very smart. Is this
right?
You know, I know you said, you know, you started it because, you know, because you was down and you didn't have access to go to the store, but is it also because you really just wanted to start something on your own? Is that another reason why you want to become a female business owner?
Partially, what I used to do is I used to go to the salon and to the spa early on Friday mornings, and I used to always bake my esthetician fresh made cover every morning. I used to go there, and she always said, Wendy, you need to start your own business. I was like, nah. But then I had a lot of family and friends like, Wendy, these are really good desserts. You really need to start your own business. So with the push of others, I was able to say, okay, let me take all of my classes, let me get prepared, let me get all my licensing and everything. And now that I can say that I officially started my own business over a year ago, and I kind of don't want to over-talk, but I quit my full-time job to do this full-time. And I kind of gave them my notice and was like, hey, July 2014, I'm going to be my own business owner full-time, and that's what I've done, and my sales have more than tripled since last year.
Well, you gone, girl, your bad self. I need some pointers from you. She said herself that's triple. If you are an entrepreneur right now, especially a woman entrepreneur, and you feel like you're just on that breaking point of whether you want to leave your job to fulfill your dream, Wendy is a witness, is that when you pursue your passion and also pursue the things that you want to do and have faith in it, you got to have faith in what you're doing, because without faith,
right,
works are dead. And so if
right,
you got to have faith in what you're doing, it's possible. Clearly,
mm-hmm,
this woman says she has herself that's triple. I'm going to make sure I take some notes from her and see how she did that. But, you know, you know, that's amazing. I mean, it's a leap of faith, you know, because as an entrepreneur, you only make money what you bring in. If you don't bring money that day,
right,
you just out of luck,
right?
You just didn't make
right,
anything. For you,
right,
as now you're doing this full-time, you don't have a corporate job to back you up. Were there any struggles that you faced back then or even now as an entrepreneur?
Yes, I had a lot of struggles. I had a bleeding bank account. And most people know you have a bleeding bank account when you first start a business because you put all of your money and effort and time into building that business up in order for your business. So a lot of the money that I was making from my full-time job, I was putting it into my business. And that's how I increased a lot of my marketing and word of mouth because I was like, no, I really want more of my money going into my marketing because I knew that in the end, people will come once they taste my product. And my motto is we want to enhance your taste buds to make you want to come back. So we want you coming back just from that taste of that one product.
I like that. Well, you know, I got a sweet tooth. I love sweets. It runs in the family. I will be your number one customer. Because I just have to have some sweet. And me, I know. You know, even though I'm trying to be in a diet, every now and then you got to reward yourself sometimes with that.
I agree. And I think just having desserts, and I tell people, they're like, why don't you cook or why don't you do this? And I'm like, well, I'm going to stay in my lane, and I'm just going to focus on making desserts. And for me, I'm not that out of box of desserts. Like, I don't want to try a lot of new things because I'm that Southern girl who wants that chocolate cake with that chocolate icing and that chocolate drizzle and the chocolate candy on the top. But my cakes have to be moist when I eat it. So that's why I don't go out of the box too far because I want to bring you back to your childhood and have those childhood memories when you was younger.
There's nothing like some peach cobbler.
I know, right? With some ice cream.
With some chocolate cake. With some milk.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Heaven. But you want to get some chocolate cake right now, I'm telling you. Now I'm hungry all over again talking about chocolate cake.
I know.
I'm off my diet. It's Wendy's fault. <With her feet. laughs>
Well, we do offer vegan and gluten-free menus available upon request. So, you know, last year I went on a vegan diet for Lent, and I said, you know what? I have to have something since I can't have meat. And I started doing vegan cakes. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so good. So I offer vegan and gluten-free as well on my menu.
Oh, well, that's a plus. I like that.
Right.
So all you vegans out there and gluten, it's really, really, because I know some people are really picky about that. She has everything. Mm-hmm. So there's no excuse why you cannot buy or support her. I mean, who don't like sweets, right? Who doesn't like that? And because, you know, it's a lot of, I know a lot of bakers and a lot of people who sell candy or cupcakes and all this, you know, dandy stuff. But as a business, you always want to make your business stand out. You always want to stand apart, you know, stand out amongst your competitors in the same industry. So with your business, what is about your business that makes it stand out from the rest of the companies that's in your industry?
Well, one, I'm a big advocate of customer service. I feel like if I offer great customer service, then my customers will feel as if they are a loyal and valuable customer. I also offer all of my products are homemade. Nothing is store-bought and then put into the cake mix to make it. All of our products are homemade. So all the way down to those brownies that's homemade, our caramel dip is homemade as well. So all of our products are homemade, and that's what makes us different from our competitors because a lot of the products are store-bought or shipped in or cake box mixes that others use. But we make everything from scratch and everything's homemade.
Wow.
And we ship and deliver.
Okay.
And we ship and deliver.
So you know what, and it's because, you know, now, and I just think that's the key that you actually make your products, and, you know, you watch, like, the health food channels, they were talking about all this different stuff that's going on with this processed food and box food, so people do know that when they get your products, it's the real stuff, it ain't fake, ain't phony, ain't put together and thrown together, but you actually take the time and perfect your craft and actually make it from scratch. So you put all your love and tender into it. Look,
right,
love and
I put
care
all my love
it.
In it. Yep.
And then the fact that you ship and deliver. Oh my gosh, I just think I hit the jackpot. She ships and deliver, guys. You cannot mobile bakery. Man, and I think that's unique because you don't see a lot of mobile bakeries. You actually got to go to the bakery and buy it. So I love it, you know, and that's why I always bring people like you on that has a different concept, but it's going to be beneficial to many people because,
right.
you know, it might be that special birthday cake or that special anniversary treat that somebody might want. The fact that you're shipping anywhere, that's a big plus. So I want to commend you. For all your success and everything that you've done so far, because as an entrepreneur myself, it's not easy.
It's not easy
to be an entrepreneur. But I, you know, congratulate you for believing in your business to do it full time. And not a lot of people can honestly take that step.
Right.
And so with that, you know, you're talking about your cakes and the chocolate peach cobbler and all the good stuff. Is there any upcoming specials or promos that you have coming up in regards to your bakery and your treats?
Well, we will start a new line launching probably June. I know it'll be official in July, where we will start promoting Party in a Box. So what we would do is, since we're mobile, we'll come to your event location and we will teach your child or adult how to decorate a cupcake, and they would take up to 2 to 3 cupcakes home for later, but we would show them how to decorate a cupcake as if they are pros. And my other line that we are still pushing is one for you and one for them. It's our doggy line. So we have a non-allergenic cupcake where if you have a dog and your dog can't have, like, peanuts or something, you can get the non-allergenic cupcakes. And the reason why I named that line one for you and one for them is because not only do your dog have to have the product, but you can share that treat with your dog and experience the same great taste. We put all fresh ingredients in there from our kitchen to yours.
I like that. Party in the Box. Oh, my. I'm just flipping out over here. You just got me get it. All ideas, all his ideas run through my mind. Party in a Box. That is so creative. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know what? I'm definitely going to, you know, keep blasting you out because it's just awesome what you're doing. Man,
Thank you.
In a Box. Wow. You know what? If somebody wants to utilize your services, when they want to buy, you know, treats or wants you to ship it over, you know, to their side of the town, where can they contact you? Website, email. How can they be in contact with you to do your services?
They can go onto our website, in which we encourage everyone to become a Berry's VIP member. It has special perks. And my website is www.berriescreamcakes.com. So that's berriescreamcakes.com.
Well, I'm going to be there tonight. I know that because I need to chocolate yesterday.
I know.
I deserve some chocolate. And before you go, is there anything else you want to add? Any social media links you want them to follow you on or anything you feel like the listeners should know?
Well, we're actually on we always are on Facebook. And this month, what I'll probably start doing is taking a poll since Mother's Day is coming up to find out the best desserts that your mom likes. And you can find us at Berry Cream Cakes on Facebook. And that's Berry Cream with a K, Cakes on Facebook.
Well, Wendy, I'm just, man. Like I said, I'll be your number one customer because I need some tonight. I need a whole supply for the whole week. but I definitely appreciate you. I definitely support us, so you know I'm really going to support you. I like your spirit. You seem like you're just very bubbly and very sweet. So I'm definitely going to, do all I can to promote you on here at our events and everything like that. So we definitely want to help you get the word about your bakeries and your treats, especially because you get them 10 and 11 kids. So I love that.
Yeah.
I love that so much. Anything, you got a special coming up? Anything special, just let me know. You know how to reach me. And I'll definitely get the word out there for you.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And that, everyone, was Miss Wendy Blair. She is just so phenomenal. I just love her spirit. I just love her spirit. She is very a sweet person, and she is very humble. And I just think that, you know, just to be an entrepreneur, you just have to have faith and belief that you can, you know, I guess take your business to where it needs to be. And a lot of people cannot do that, or don't, they can do it, but they don't have the faith within themselves and their business to push their business forward. But Wendy is just a very, very great example. You heard her yourself. Her ever since she been full time, her sales has tripled. And so please, please, please support her. We got information circulating on our websites and on our social media. If you want to catch her, or if you miss any information from this interview, make sure you click on our archive episode so you can listen to the interview again. But basically, you know, just support entrepreneurs. Let's support our own, and so we can make sure that they are being successful. Here on the Believe Corner Radio Show, we definitely want to have a positive platform where we could give the independents a bigger voice to reach the masses. This has been the Believe Corner Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Ebony Archer. Until next time, be blessed. Remember, no matter what you're going through, just believe in yourself, and when you believe in yourself, anything is possible. I know I can fly if I just believe. I know I